The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla. Welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And if you haven't noticed, we have a set. We have a set. We've been working so hard on this set. It has taken five fucking ever, but we did it. I'm so proud. John, thank you for helping out. And Filmcraft LA, our lovely sponsor for these chairs. Oh my God, do you see them? They say Horror at the Store. What? They're cute. They're fun. They feel official. And you know what else is official? He's back. We love him. He's amazing. Jake motherfucking Lewis.
Hello, everyone. My camera.
There it is.
This is the first time.
It's the first time on the new set. We have a three-camera setup. It's going to be silly. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. Okay. So many angles.
It's going to jump around a whole lot. Katie, jump right now. Jump to this camera now.
Sam's gonna figure it out. We got it.
Yeah. Boom.
Sam's got it. She's crushing it. Okay. Oh, good job, Sam.
Sam,
lovely producer.
Oh, is that happening in real time?
That's happening in real time.
Oh, wow, fancy.
Live editing the power. We're doing it live.
Oh, okay.
As we said. Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to have to do all those edits yourself. I was just trying to make it really difficult for you.
I would off myself, which is great because that's similar to this film that we watched.
What a transition.
Thank you. So much.
You're getting better.
Sometimes. Yeah. Some episodes I'm like, I got this. And other episodes I'm like, whoo, everyone's in for a treat.
This is the
third time. You've been in the first room. You've been in this room with just like the plane set. And now
I've gotten to watch this show grow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Look at us.
Look at us now.
Look at us. Wow.
Look at this set.
Who would have thought?
It's fantastic.
Not me. Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
But we watched Final Destination from the 2000s, a pre-9/11.
I know, pre-9/11, which they wouldn't make this movie post-9/11.
No, they exploded a plane.
Yeah, right out of the gate.
Oh, right.
That was one of the first things I looked up. It was like, this had to be pre.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I saw it was 2000, I was like, oh, there's a plane.
I was like, oh, my God.
Do they know?
Year before,
just wait till they hear about this.
Devon Sawa predicted 9/11?
Oh, my.
Is that what we're saying?
I think that's it.
I think that's what we're saying.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
I think we should. Sorry, Bush did 9/11? I think we have a new conspiracy theory.
I think
theory.
It was Devon Sawa. Okay.
Devon
Sean William Scott Sawa. Was an accomplice.
Yeah.
He was in this movie. I forgot about that.
The guy who is
he plays
Slater.
Stifler.
I was like Slater. Stifler.
Stifler.
Yes.
In American Pie.
That character. They weren't originally going to have him as that character, but they're like, yeah, he's good. Let's put him in there.
What, in Final Destination?
Yeah.
So you have some fun facts about the behind the scenes.
A little bit, but
I'm
you know,
excited.
Well, that's what I do. It's what we do. Okay. Yeah. Are you afraid of flying? Because every time I watch this movie, I'm now like.
I'm deeply afraid of flying.
Okay.
And I always, like, since I watched this movie, because I watched it in my formative years. I watched it when it came out.
Okay,
you know? I was a 10-year-old boy, you know? And now I always feel like I'm like, did I just sense that this, like, is my bad feelings right now about this flight a premonition to it eventually crashing? Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, I'm like, should I listen to my gut right now?
Yeah.
What would Devin Sawa say? You know,
he's like, every single time you get on a plane, just immediately get off. Just
I have a bad feeling.
I'm going to get off the plane and let everybody know about it. I'm going to let everybody fucking know. Yeah, I think I'm okay with flying. But, you know, there are times where I'm like, okay, this is it. This is the end. Here we go.
Every time we hit turbulence, I think it's lights out.
Yeah, I can't really think about it a lot. I just have to be like, we're on a plane, and I can't think about how high we are.
We're good.
I'm just like, this is all fake. This is, you know, whatever. I did throw up on the plane coming back to L.A.
From where?
Wisconsin. Not because of motion sickness, but because I almost missed my flight because it got delayed. And then I had to, because I transferred planes.
So you
had to sprint. I had to sprint across the airport. And then I woke and I took a nap. I got up to the plane, was fine, whatever. Took a nap on the plane and then woke up about 10 minutes later with like beads of sweat. And then I was like, oh no. And we were still ascending. And I just like, I was like, I said, I'm going to puke to the flight attendants because I'm like, I'm not puking in that fucking bag. I am going to the bathroom and doing it like a normal person. I'm not puking in a bag. I think it's going to be too much. And it was. And I can say I have done that.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Okay, so just quick side.
Yeah.
Then we'll get back to
the
film.
No, go ahead.
But plane horror stories.
Yes, always.
Last time, I will never fly Spirit again.
Oh, God, don't.
But last time I was flying Spirit, like midway through the flight, it started reeking of shit.
That sounds about right.
Horrible, like smelled like shit throughout the entire plane. And I was just like, oh, it's probably like a baby or something, whatever.
Yeah.
The flight lands and we're all about to get up and all of a sudden cops rush in through the entrance of the plane, like down the little alleyway
or
whatever. And they were like, everyone stay in your seats. Everybody stay in your seats. And they went up to a guy who was leaning up against the window, who was like two seats ahead of me. And they were pushing his face, trying to wake him up, and he wouldn't get up.
He's dead.
And all of a sudden, everybody on the plane started filming, like standing up and like filming the whole, like everything that went down.
Oh my God.
And they were like, "What's your name? What's your name?" And then someone in the back of the plane yelled, "Shitty." And everyone laughed. And I was like, "What is happening?
We got a comedian in the back."
I was like, "This guy is dead."
Oh, good.
He's dead.
Oh, awesome.
And then they carried him out. They had to wrap him up in a blanket. And I saw just his foot that, like, I saw two of his, like, his feet were sticking out of the blanket and one of his shoes was gone.
That's.
And then as I'm walking out, I hear, overhear the person next to who was sitting next to the dead guy saying, "I just saw it coming out of the bottom of his pants." That's the only sentence that I heard. I swear to God, that's true. Never flying Spirit again.
Because the Spirit Airlines literally will make you turn into a spirit.
It'll make you turn into a spirit.
And you're going to die. And that is why it's called Spirit Airlines, because you die.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm telling you. And then it was just the other passengers' attitude of just like, they were so not fazed about the fact that this guy died. They were cracking wise. They were cracking jokes.
What a weird way to die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's so public and
so public,
so dramatic. Oh my God. But also I feel like everything in this film also is traumatic with that.
Well, yeah. Like, and to transition seamlessly back
seamlessly
into the film.
Let's do it. Show me.
You were talking about my favorite part of, like, when I was watching this movie, I just needed to make note of it.
Mm-hmm.
Was his best friend, Devon Sawa's best friend.
Yes.
Gives a speech before getting on the flight about, like, "Buddy, let's go take a shit."
Yeah. Oh,
do you remember this?
Yeah.
This speech?
Yeah. Have you ever shit on a plane?
I've never shit on a plane.
Okay.
I'd never, like, that seems like an absolute night. Have you shit on a plane?
I'm surprised I haven't, because I poop a lot and I have a lot of anxiety. So I have not. I usually don't use the bathroom on planes if I can help it. If it's an hour, I'll just sleep and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But like, there are some times, like this, you know, the past instance where I threw up, that I was like, "Oh, I need to go to the bathroom."
Yeah. Yeah. See, I try to my anxiety usually leads me to shit before I go on a plane.
Yeah.
So I'm usually in good shape. But this speech, I literally took a picture of, like, the transcript.
Give us the entire speech. Ready, set, go.
Here, ready?
I want to
give you a little bit of this.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Alex. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me actually, you play Alex.
Okay.
Here. Okay?
Hi, I'm Alex.
Here, hold on. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. This is happening live, everyone.
Let's do this scene.
We're doing it live right now.
Because this is an Oscar moment
for
this kid.
Here we go.
This kid is my favorite character,
too.
Okay. Okay? All right, ready?
Okay.
Alex, let's go take a shit.
Take a shit by yourself.
No, dude. Listen. Okay, listen. Take some knowledge. I love that. I love that line. Take some knowledge. That's a very 2000s line.
About shit.
No, dude. Listen, okay? Listen. Take some knowledge. We're about to board a 7-hour flight. The toilets in coach are barely ventilated closets. All right? If that. Now, let's say halfway through the flight, right? Your body wants that airplane food out. You gotta go torque a wicked cable. Then directly after you walks in Christy or Blake.
Hot babe.
You want them to associate you with that watery sting in their eye? That reflexive gag at the back of their throat?
Ugh. No.
That is an Oscar clip.
That's...
Okay, that speech right there is an Oscar clip.
We got a standing ovation from Sam in the back. Thank you, Sam.
Brilliant writing. It was a brilliant
moment. God, why didn't this film win all the awards?
It was incredible.
Oh, many reasons. Many reasons.
What was that kid's accent?
I don't even know. He was weird. And his... The whole movie... Just... First of all, apparently... In the beginning, when he, like, falls asleep...
Mm-hmm.
He actually fell asleep for like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, he's like pretending. Like, he actually fell asleep hard for 4 hours. The actor, David Sawa. David?
Devon Sawa.
Devon.
Devon
David,
Sawa.
Darren, Devon. Yeah.
classic Dolores. Teen heartthrob, 90s heartthrob.
Yes, and he was
top of the top.
Live action
Casper,
yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Legendary.
He's a babe.
So wait, he fell asleep for 4 hours. Was that...
That was like during filming and shit like that.
During?
Yeah.
Filming.
And like woke up and like that, yeah. It was... I don't know how that's possible.
Where did he fit it in?
That is what I read online, and it didn't make any sense, but I'm reading it for you now.
Because I'm like, where did he sleep for 4 hours?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
So the whole concept of this movie to me is fascinating. So apparently death, like if you escape death's plan, death will come after you.
Yeah.
But I didn't know death had to find like a super convoluted way of killing you.
Yeah, it was
like you would think that they can go, oh, you escaped the plane crash I had planned for you. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, boom, brain aneurysm.
Heart attack, anything. Like
but no, listen, this is how you're going to die. Okay, you think it's going to be a brain aneurysm.
We're going to have the toilet drip blue water. Yeah. Okay. And then the water is going to slowly find your feet. And then you're going to be like, man, I need a shave. And then you're going to go to shave. But then you're going to cut yourself. And then you're going to go to turn back around. And then you're going to slip on the water. Hold on. Then the little wire that people...
A clothesline
that, you know, people put in their showers for some reason is going to then wrap around your neck, and you're gonna hang yourself in the shower.
And
but of course,
the tub is slippery. Of course,
it's covered in soap for no reason, even though no one's taken a bath. And it's just, yeah. And then you're gonna hang yourself, and you can't do anything about it. And it's a suicide.
And
at
then
this
guess
point.
What? The water is gonna gently, like, get sucked back into the toilet, so no one will suspect me, death.
No one will know. It's the universe trying
but
to kill you.
But why?
Because it's a suicide. Because that's honestly so petty. They're like, it's a suicide. And they're like, no, it wasn't. But also, is that this thing, like, death's plan? That it's like, oh, it's going to be, I'm going to make these people think that, like, I'm going to pin, like, murders on them. Like, now it's, like, trying to
so
do that.
That must be part of death's plan. Because I wondered when the water came out of the toilet,
yeah,
and the classic slip, whatever.
Yeah.
Wrap around whatever
of Todd with one Todd. D.
Yeah, with one D.
Yeah, just one D.
Yes.
I just want to add that. That's so fucking weird.
Todd with one D.
It doesn't. Okay, whatever. It's a choice.
Yeah, because did you learn that from the magazine clipping?
Yeah,
from the magazine clipping. But so when the water sucked back in after he died, I was like, is death trying to cover its tracks? Like, who cares? Like,
if they saw
the water.
Oh, there's water on the floor. No one's going to be like, oh, this
was... You know what he did.
Death. This was death. Grim Reaper was here.
And this proves that he didn't kill himself. He obviously slipped on this little bit of water and hit the clothesline.
Yeah.
That was made out of, like, fucking steel.
It's definitely, yeah, but it was a suicide, this guy.
And if death has the power to suck water back into the toilet, like, you'd think that it could do like
anything else. Why is it so petty? It's so petty. I think I wrote down every single kill because I was like, I want to talk about all of them. Honestly,
we gotta talk about all of them.
The teacher who she wasn't supposed to...
That
she
was the greatest... One of the greatest deaths, I would say, in all of the Final Destination.
It was just silly. Series. It was just silly.
It was so silly.
I literally wrote Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, by the way, so death loves using water.
Yes.
Like, that's its go-to move.
It wants to use natural elements, like earth, wind, and fire. Also the band,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow, I didn't make that connection. Mm-hmm. See, you're diving deep into these things.
Thank you. That's what I do. Yeah.
So they, like, as soon as you saw the leaky mug, you're like, oh, classic, another slipping scene.
Also, how does she not notice that there's a large-ass crack in her mug? Like, that is... You know, I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, you know what? Toilet coming out of the water. Water coming out of the toilet. Sure, I'll take it. But the mug thing, I was like, nope, I don't believe it anymore. You lost me. That's where you lost me. Yep, everything else made sense. Sure, suicide. Sure. Yep,
yeah,
got it.
Fine.
That, nope. I don't get it. Nope.
Like, so let's go through that death a little bit. So the water goes into the computer,
yeah,
right? The computer explodes. A shard of the computer screen goes into her throat.
Yes. And of course she rips it out, which is what you're supposed to do when something impales you.
Yes. And then I forget, is she slipping on the blood? Or wait.
Yeah, she's like running around and then...
Is the leaky vodka causes a fire?
Because she's drinking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because and then the vodka, like, gets caught on fire, but so does the blood. Yes. And I was like, "Blood is blood flammable?
Blood
is blood flammable? Do we know this? Is this
I
a fact?
I don't know." So that explosion happens. Okay. Which I don't know where that explosion came from. I think they were trying to say that the leaky vodka was that flammable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something. And then, but the best part is somehow. The explosion happens. She ends up on the ground,
mm-hmm,
and she's looking. Why does she want to grab the towel?
Because she's like, oh, I'll put it on my throat to like help stop the bleeding. I'm like, bitch, get up. Just stand up. I don't know why you can't get up. She's like, oh, let me get it. And then, of course, she grabs it. And what happens? It's on a knife block, and all the knives just like, okay, you deserve to die. You're an idiot. You're stupid.
But the best, though, is when Devon Sawa comes in to save her, and then another is, I think another, I don't know, it's so confusing.
Another explosion?
Another explosion happens, and the chair tips over and bashes the knife deeper into her chest.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, what does he do? He pulls it out.
Yeah. I'm like, that looked real bad.
Yeah. I'm like,
all the other points, I'm like, dude, you could have gotten away with like,
yeah, because the FBI was like, oh, this guy's a terrorist. And I'm like, he's literally in high school on a French field trip.
Yeah, that connection never made sense. I get it. He had like a feeling or whatever. But like, it wasn't until that point that I'm like, okay, yeah, I could suspect.
Yeah, at that point, I'm like, murder. Knife,
you're like, that's,
yeah,
that, okay.
Yeah.
At that point, just go to prison. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Just, yeah, yeah.
Another character I really wanted to talk about was the like, douchey jock character.
Yeah, I don't know why he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, Alex. Like, bye, go away.
He saved his life.
He saved his life several times. Several times.
So I don't...
And then he, like, that guy in the, like, towards the end of the movie, he, like, he's like, you know what? We're going to fucking cheat death. We're all going to die right now. And he parks the car right on the train tracks. And then, of course, death is finding a way and is, you know, making sure he can't get out of the car. You know, stuff is at, you know,
yeah,
the seatbelt can't.
The seatbelt.
And then he saves him. And I'm like, okay.
Like, death just likes, he likes to, I think he just wants to, he doesn't want to do anything simple.
Yeah.
He's like, sure, could I get him in a car crash here or there, mm-hmm, whatever, like heart attack? Sure,
yeah,
but that's boring. Yeah. Okay, I want some drama. Death and wants to spice it up a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah, so then you have
people been dying of like such boring shit for so long.
Yeah, we want someone's head just full clean off, just full off right above the nose and just fall off. That's what we want.
Final Destination 6 should be they escape a fucking...
Hasn't there already been a final?
There's
Isn't there
been
six
a,
one?
I think there's five.
Oh, Jesus.
I have the whole box set.
Of course
I
you
have
do.
The whole
that,
box set.
That makes sense.
Well, Final Destination 6 should be they escape some fucking calamity.
Uh-huh.
Like some... They've done everything. A roller coaster accident.
Mm-hmm.
They escaped an elevator shaft.
Yeah,
thing.
There's, I forget, I think it's two or three. There's one where some girl's getting laser eye surgery.
I love that one.
I think I will go blind before I do that now because of that movie.
See, that's the thing. I think that they escape an elevator shaft or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then... All six of them that get off the elevator, they just all get cancer. And that's it.
It's just like, that's it. That's...
It's just a slow, brutal death from there on out.
I mean, what else can you do?
I just wish I just stayed on the elevator at this point. This is just emotionally taxing.
Also, you could just...
just make it a full-blown drama.
Yeah, just honestly, it's fine. Final destination, but it's really serious. Yes. And it's just everybody has cancer. And
it's a Walk to Remember meets like Final Destination. Yeah, to Remember is cancer.
But
right?
It has, it's as serious, but it still has the same like weird soundtrack that this movie has. Final Destination. And then what was the other song? It was like, I'm not scared of dying. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Oh, Final Destination. That was like the Nine Inch Nails like theme.
I'm like, okay.
But that soundtrack was moody, like.
But it was like, there's a movie that came out after this. So I'm sure M. Night Shyamalan was like, this movie inspired him. The Happening. Have you seen that one?
Oh my God, that shit was so ridiculous.
The Wind. We're afraid of the wind. Oh no. This was giving that, but the soundtrack was like, uh-oh, here comes the killer. You know he's lurking, but it's death.
It's fucking death.
And it's nothing else. It's
again,
just death.
Again, works in just, it would be way, like, I would love to go out in a Final Destination way where like a water bottle falls underneath my brake and like I slam into the, you know what I mean? I would love it to be that ridiculous. But in actuality, if you escape death, they're just like, you have colon cancer.
It's
going to be miserable for 6 months. We're going to try chemo, but really it's just you're going to be sick all the time. You're going to be pretty weak.
Yeah.
You're going to get real thin. It's going to be truly
it's
awful.
It's going to be bad. What's the worst way that you think you would die?
Or in the Final Destination way.
In that, or in general, like what's your fear with dying? Does that make sense? What's the right way to ask that question?
Because I know fear of dying. I know what you mean.
How am I supposed to phrase that? What is
like,
it?
Like, where does my head go when I'm Final Destinationing myself? Which I Final Destination.
Sure, let's do it with that.
My anxiety is so bad that I Final Destination myself like all the time.
Okay, good.
So like I'm always like, I should cover up that little corner right there because like what if the dishwasher has a little bit of a leak?
And then I slip,
okay? Bash my eyeball into the corner of that table. It fucking knocks my eye out.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden I'm scrambling around looking for my eye because I think like if I can find it, maybe a doctor could save it. You know what I mean? If it doesn't, you know, they can pop it back in there,
you
whatever.
Put it in some milk.
But then I lose like half of my vision here, right? And then my latch on my my washer all of a sudden stops working. Okay. Which I'll check all the time. All of a sudden that opens up. It tabletops me.
Mm-hmm.
I fall backwards. It's knife washing day.
Knife you know washing. Because I mean? We have a day. Back. It's Tuesdays at 2. That is knife washing day.
I fall back. I get impaled by like 6 butcher knives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cutco knives. The real sharp ones.
Oh, those are good ones.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boom. I just Final Destination myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do that all the time. I think about how could this lead to that, lead to this, leading to me dying a bloody miserable death.
That sounds awful. Yeah. That sounds bad. I was going to say like being burned alive. What's the worst way to die? There we go. I think that's the question. That's
pretty simple.
That's, burned alive or, you know, I don't know, being buried alive is always, anything with like a throat slash, honestly, freaks me out. Burning to death sounds awful.
What was the worst death in this movie that you would not want to experience?
Honestly, the end one, which it wasn't even, I mean, it didn't even happen because they, good old Sawa saved
the
electrocution. That sounds terrible. And the car exploding too.
Yeah.
Like that.
I think that first one, when he was strangling and then the blood vessels burst in his eyes.
Yeah. It's also, that's not a fun way to go.
But again, that's what, like, I think about that stuff constantly. And I wonder, like, I did a day where I watched every single Final Destination back to back. And then the rest of the day, I was just like, that faucet looks a little leaky. What if I...
That's pretty suspicious.
What if I slip on that and it's knife washing day, you know?
It's Tuesdays at 2. It's knife washing day. Everyone knows that. That's the best time
it's
to...
It's when you wash your knives.
Everyone knows this. Okay. It's a universal American rule. I don't
God
make...
damn it, this dishwashing latch won't close. And it's knife washing day, for God's sake.
Well, I guess I got to take them all out. You take them out, and then they just immediately just straight into your heart. You're like,
and then
oh,
leaky
man.
Faucet, done.
Yeah.
You slip, you're in a, you're basically falling into a pit of spikes.
Yeah, yeah. And then Sawa locks himself in a little, like, safe house.
Oh.
And he, and I was like... Now you might as well at that point just kill yourself. I'm going to be fully honest with you. Why wouldn't you just end it?
But also that safe house wasn't that safe.
It wasn't.
He had a closet filled with like rusty fish hooks and shit.
Like, okay, how didn't she?
He thought of everything else, but then he was like, oh, I didn't think of the closet filled with rusty fish hooks.
Silly me, tetanus. Ugh, the worst.
But wait, could we talk about that one scene where they meet the mortician who tells them the rules
who,
of everything?
Do you know who that is?
Tony Todd.
Mr. Candyman himself.
Yes.
I was like, I know you. You're in a lot of things. Look at you, Candyman. Look at you go.
Tony Todd.
He's in like every horror
movie.
He's
a legend.
He's a god. I love him.
He's a legend in the field.
I want to give him a hug.
And then, so my favorite part of that scene, so they're sneaking into... a fucking morgue.
And
okay?
She's like, this is such a rush. I love living on the edge.
I can't believe we're sneaking. And then he comes in.
Yeah.
And immediately just, he doesn't go, what are you kids doing here? Not one thing of like, get the fuck out of here. This is a morgue.
There's a dead bot. Your friend Todd with one D, he's dead right there.
Who are you?
And his makeup looks terrible. God, he should be fired because that, what is he wearing? Fucking purple lipstick? What is it, 2010? God, Jesus.
He comes in and he immediately starts having a conversation with two high school kids who are looking at their friend's dead body. And he just comes in and goes, hey, kids. And then he starts immediately going into death comes for us all. And you're like, who is this mortician? And why is he not shocked to see these kids here?
I'm wondering if that was an actual person or if that was death like taunting them as a person.
Maybe.
Because
the
he was
rules
so,
are so up because
he
air.
Was so confident. And with him not reacting to why they're in the fucking morgue. And then he like, what, pulls something out of Todd's neck or like stabs it.
That was like so insensitive.
That was weird. Dude, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, that's a normal a normal mortician wouldn't do that. But a crazy one did.
I want a spin-off following him.
Yeah.
I want to see his partner in there going like, Jesus, Tony, like...
Tony.
Did you just let kids come in here and you pulled something out of their friend's neck?
Again? God, you do this every time.
Could you quit talking about the death thing? It's weird.
It's your scaring Norma. You're scaring Norma.
Like, literally, these kids are just trying to see their grandma and you're talking to them about death.
Yep.
And how it's coming for them.
And they're six?
They
still believe in Santa Claus.
You're like, talking to them about death.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's...
I want to follow that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to follow that guy.
Yeah.
That's Final Destination 6.
That's, we need it. I think they're actually making another one.
Of course they are.
Which they should. Why not?
They should.
They should bring it back. I mean, it was Scream coming back with such a, you know, force.
Such a bang.
Might as well bring back everything.
And honestly, I love the kills. It's super
entertaining.
They're
fun. I'm terrified of everything now. Like, of course, there's what, is it 2 or 3 with the classic.
The car crash is 2.
The car crash with the giant wood beams. Yeah, it's.
The
That's
water
like,
bottle under the brake is like genius. And I thought, and I still think about that to this day because I keep trash in the bottom of my car
like
a little trash person.
You're like, nope, I'm putting it in the passenger seat, not in my seat.
Yeah, because just in my car would just be a bunch of empty water bottles and LaCroix cans. And I'm just
you're
like,
just
I
can't
press
put
the
brake.
Fucking brake. Jesus Christ.
Now I'm dead. So I do want to talk about this serious topic. In the beginning, I believe it was before he had the dream of getting off the plane. As the plane was going into the air, one of the guys in the front goes, everybody, whoa! And he started clapping.
clapping on planes. What do you think?
I guess it makes it fun, but like for that flight, you're like, the flight is so long. You're like, let's like us just taking off, giving an applause. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, yay. Like we're going to be in this tube for 12 hours.
Yeah.
It just seems a little anticlimactic to applaud and then just sit there for a while.
For sure.
Applaud when you land. Maybe.
Yeah, that's honestly, it would be like if there was a lot of turbulence and you know the pilot did a lot of hard work, I would clap. You know? That makes sense.
Yeah.
I will say, so I grew up with the charter planes because my dad was a strength and conditioning coach for a college basketball team.
Yeah.
So we would travel with the team on the little planes. And so it was not public. It was just like the team. And they would always, anytime, you know, the flight attendants had their little spiel, they'd go, oh, or when they'd go cross check, you'd go cross check. You'd like yell it. And then they'd clap when we took off and clap when we landed. And I thought this was normal. I always did it because that's what we did. High school, I rode on my first public plane. I did all of that and I was quickly humbled and I am still mortified about that.
Deeply upset.
It was, yeah, it's hilarious. So that I was like, oh, this is not normal. This is not what people do. So the University of Wisconsin marching band, you guys fucked me over.
Hey,
you embarrassed me.
Fuck you. All right. Fuck you.
You embarrassed me. But also, you gave me a great story, so thank you so much. But also, I'm still mortified.
Hey, you hearing this, Wisconsin marching band? Are you hearing this? You see what you did to her?
I'm upset. It's okay. It's okay. We're fine. We're going to... Oh, my God. Oh.
I hope they see that.
They definitely won't. But you know what? It's part of, what the fuck is the girl's name? What's her name?
Can I guess where you're going with this?
Yes.
I don't know why I have, are you talking about her art?
Yes.
Are you going to talk about her art? Are you dead serious?
We're on the same wavelength.
Yes, I knew it.
She's made this. Her name is Clear. Her name is Clear in the movie.
Oh yeah,
that is her name. I thought that was like her last name, her real last name. No. Her name in the movie is Clear.
She needed to be artsy. She needed to understand Devon Sawa.
So she she's like is an artist and is super, and she made this like mobile of it's not like a weird face, and
she said to him, she was like, this is you, and it was a head with on like a spring.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm just, you're a mystery. And you just, this is how you make me feel. And if someone did that to me, I'd be like, I'm confused about how I make you feel. Is this good? Is this bad?
Well, and she had a hard time explaining it too. Cause he even asked, he was like, I'm sorry if this is how I make you feel.
Yeah.
I guess. And he's like, no, you don't understand. You're an enigma.
You enigma.
Like this piece that I'm showing you, super confusing.
Super confusing.
It's a spring.
And so are you.
And so are you.
And also,
that's the only connection I can make.
Their whole romantic connection, they super can. I'm like, kiss at least once. So we know.
Out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Out of nowhere. And then apparently, this was cut out in the flash forward. They were supposed to, like, or no, I think it's like a year later or whatever. They're supposed to have a kid together. Yeah, exactly. But they cut it out. And I'm like, I don't.
So was that the alternate ending where they actually do beat death?
I think so. And again, all of this could be wrong, but it was silly. And I love that actress. I think she's been in a lot of stuff, and she's
been great.
She's great. It was rough. Honestly, it was rough for everybody.
I want to see. Because I am kind of disappointed that like they're just like, oh, it starts over again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, so they all died? Why did I watch this whole fucking movie?
Yeah.
But this is my third pitch for Final Destination 6.
If any studios are watching,
studios are listening, okay. Final Destination 6. I think we should pick it back up with Devon Sawa and Clear.
Yes,
and they literally spend their entire life dodging crazy fucking death shit.
Jesus, that's gotta be exhausting.
Like, because it's literally the pattern keeps cycling over, so they're just like, I guess we're going to go back to the cabin.
Yeah.
And then there can be a new group of kids, whatever. But I actually bet you this is what's going to happen.
They have children.
And they're going to come back to the cabin that he like rigged to survive.
And they're, the first thing they're going to do.
He's going to be like, he's like the new Tony Todd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And the first thing they do, take out all those rusty fishing lures. Get them out of here.
You know what? Why do we need all these rusty fishing lures?
We don't even fish.
We don't fish at all. Could I get rid of these?
Yeah, I feel like the more people you have, the more like error there's gonna be. They're all gonna die. They're all gonna die.
Well, I mean, they're all gonna die.
I mean,
that was a very '90s, I feel like early 2000s horror movie thing. Is you had to end with them all dying. I feel like horror movies now, they're trying to start doing like end of Conjuring, they actually survive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh, they're happy. Just kidding.
But the final scare is always a thing in the 90s and
2000s. They're like, they made it to Paris. Look at them. They did it. they finally got on the plane. And then, you know.
Two axes fall and cut off that dude's head who was benching. Is that like, was that the final? Wait, what happened in that? Did I just mash up two movies?
You did. They go to Paris, and I think they're in front of the Moulin Rouge.
Oh,
and
okay.
Like,
the windmill falls down,
and then sort of the signs. And Alex, our good friend Sawa, he is like in the street, and then Claire's like, oh my God, Alex! And then Jock Boy saves him. And he's like, wait, I just cheated death. Who's next? And then the sign comes, and then it cuts to black. And then you just hear the noise. And I was like, oh, well.
Well, it starts all over again.
And there it goes. And then there's two, and then there's two, three, and four, and five.
Let's make a series out of this. Let's watch the next few.
The next five. So many. There's so many. Out of 10, what do you think?
Oh, my God. Solid 9, man.
A 9?
Oh, let's give it an 8.
Okay, an 8. Okay. Why?
It can get better.
Okay.
But when it comes to 90s movies, when it comes to the 2000 early 2000s 90s slasher, I'm not asking for a lot.
Yeah.
I'm asking for innovative kills.
And there's
really no one who did it. I almost think Final Destination is a little underrated.
Because
you're like, they do the kills well. Like, even though they're ridiculous.
They are pretty
how
silly.
Much are you watching that and going like, oh shit, like no.
You're like, oh, here we go. Yep.
Here we go. Like, because they also throw in a lot of red herrings, like him shaving. You think, oh, he's going to slip. Gash his throat open. And then you're like, oh, well, he's trimming his nose hairs. He's doing this whole weird routine.
Yeah, you're like, well, he has no hair on his face.
Yeah, he's trimming his nose hairs as every high school student does.
Yeah, I trim my beard and I did that all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
And so you think, oh, he's going to slip and impale his brain. So they have a bunch of red herrings and then you never can really guess what happened because it's completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
And I'm asking for Devon Sawa to just be like going nuts and whatever.
He did be doing that.
It's nowhere near Scream.
Oh, no.
If you're going to compare it to its peers of the time, it's nowhere near there. But I will say it's a fun watch.
It is very fun. It is very unique to itself. It's just like, we're just going to find really unique ways to off people. And not like I'm going to stab you. Like, it's going to be, I'm going to stab you, but also I'm going to light you on fire and it's going to follow, like, you're like blood is flammable. Fun fact. And, you know, you're going to explode.
I wish it didn't rely on water so much.
Yeah. It was, it is like
death can only control water and electricity. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
It's like, okay, we're having some repeat beats here.
Yeah, we've seen this kill before. We've it's been similar. Kill. Can we switch it up and do something different?
But it's almost, I would actually compare it to Saw in a lot of ways. Where it's like, it's people getting killed in increasingly different ways. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, it's successful in that. Yeah. In that way. Yeah. Would I say it's a great movie? No.
No, definitely not. I you know what? I should also say the fan in the beginning.
The fan.
That you think something's going to happen with the fan.
And then nothing
happens. And it's just like, why?
Yeah.
It was so stupid.
What about the dad in the beginning when the dad says to him, he's like, man, go into Paris with all your friends.
At 17, live it up.
Live it up.
You have your whole life is ahead of you. You're like,
why did he say it like that?
Why are you so cryptic,
if
Dad?
If I didn't know this movie was about death, I would say the dad is the killer.
I'd be like, are you
gonna? I wouldn't be surprised about the end. It's like, it was my dad the whole time.
My dad is deaf? Who knew? He rigged everything. He controls water.
He controls water.
And electricity. He is God. That's my dad.
He works with Tony Todd in the morgue.
Who knew? He's Tony Todd's superior.
Superior.
At the morgue. At the morgue.
What about you? What would you rank it?
Honestly, I've seen it before, and I watched it like a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And watching it again, I'm like, God, this is bad. I mean, it's good, but it's like, I'm watching it because it's silly. It's campy. Mm-hmm. But it's super fun.
Yeah.
But I'd have to give it a 5.
I'm not gonna fight you.
No. Yeah. But I liked it in its own way. Every film that I, you know, there's no film that I really hate except Human Centipede.
Well, yes.
But, I think that it's those pretty are, good. Yeah, those are different. That's a different breed. But I think overall it was fun.
It's fun.
Silly.
And that's nostalgia for me too. Like, it's comforting to watch those horror movies from the 90s.
Oh yeah, and like the grain of the film, like the way the actors are talking and dressed, it's so fun. And I love that. Like, I Know What You Did Last Summer. All those were on the same time, and they all just feel good. Like, they look cool.
Up and take a nap to those movies.
And that's a weird thing to say, but I agree with that.
100%.
Yeah, no one else would say that. They're like, ooh, you're like, I'm gonna fall asleep to chainsaws. They're like, I'm okay. I don't think I'm gonna do that.
If I was watching Final Destination, I'm like, I remember the way people dressed back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, just brought me back.
Yeah.
Feels good. I remember Devon Sawa. He was a damn hero.
He's still alive.
No, I know, but
okay. I was also asking. Is he still alive?
No, he is.
Okay,
Devon
good.
Sawa, come Devon on the show.
Devon Sawa, I love you. Don't
come
die.
Come on the show.
Be on the show. Devon Sawa, he's watching us. It's just him.
Yes.
He's our only fan. He's our only fan.
He's in the cabin right now.
He's in the cabin. He's got. Hey, if you're in the cabin right now, do me a favor. Get rid of all of
those rusty fish hooks.
Get them out.
Get them out of there.
Yeah,
okay.
Get them out of there.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. So this is the time where you plug your things because you got some cool things coming up.
Yes. I have a short film called The Cowboy and the Samurai. It's about the short-lived contentious relationship between Jack Nicholson and John Belushi on the set of Going South. And it's premiering at Dances with Films at the Chinese Theater on June 26th. So buy your tickets now, okay? You can go over to my youtube.com/LewisBrothersVideos. And I'll post all the information there and on my Instagram @Lewis_brothers. Okay.
Amazing.
That's it. There you go.
Jake, you're always a delight. We love having you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Please have me back again. I want to watch 2, 3, 4.
We will.
5.
We will.
Okay.
It's done. We're doing it. We got to talk about all of them. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I think we should just bundle them up into one episode, though.
We should.
That seems like way too many. I think we should. It's a lot.
I'm so down.
We're just gonna do like a 9-hour episode.
Let's make.
Why is it 9-hour? I don't know.
It's gotta be 9 hours. That's longer than the duration of all the movies.
But lot.
But we have a lot to discuss.
We got, and then we'll take a break. You know,
we have to go over the whole plot for Final Destination 6, where they are all just sick.
They escape. It's a serious drama, and the entire time, it's like
they escape a bus accident, and then they all get Lou Gehrig's disease.
It's really just a slow descent into madness and sadness, and it's like Scream, where they always play Right Hand Red or whatever, but instead it's the Final Destination, but it's just really, it's like really slow.
But I got diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's. I have Final multiple sclerosis. I'm just slowly Final deteriorating.
We're not afraid of dying, except we are. Oh man. Well, it's going to be great. You're amazing. And you know who else is amazing? Our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. Filmcraft LA, we love you. You can find them at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at filmcraftla. Make sure to like, subscribe, rate and review, all that jazz. We're at Horror at the Store on Instagram and other things. We're on Tumblr, Twitter sometimes, and that's about it. YouTube, all the things. Follow us. We love you. I don't know why I'm telling you. I just am saying I love you. You know what? I love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Except you, Wisconsin marching band. Fuck you.
That's going to get back to they're going to be so mad at me. It's okay. They're going to be so mad at me. But guys, we'll see you next time and stay spooky.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.